The Mishnah Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis teaches us: Hasoicha Par Mechaveri. If somebody rents a cow from someone else for Shila Lacher, and he lends that cow that he rented to someone else, and as the Gemara teaches us, we're referring to a situation where he had permission. He rented the cow, but when he rented the cow from the owner of the cow, the owner of the cow gave him permission to lend it to others if he should so want. And the animal died. So we know that a soicher, as we're going to learn later in our Masechta, Machloikus Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, either has the din of a Shomer Chinam, or has the din of a Shomer Socher, and is therefore potter from Einsim. A shoyl, as we also know, is chay by einsim. So the Tanna Kamma tells us, Yishov ha-soicha shemesa kadarko, the soicha who has the relationship with the owner swears that it died, there was an oinus, and he'll be potter, because it was an oinus. For a shoyl, who's chayiv in einsim, Yishalim will pay that out, will pay that money for the oinus, l'soicha, to the person who rented the animal. To this, Rabbi Yossi comments, "I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ketzer halah, oisa schar beparoshes chaveri. How could someone be allowed to do business with somebody else's cow? How could we have a situation?" Asks Rabbi Yossi, "that the owner will be left with nothing, and that the renter will get the entire value of the cow, The shoyl should pay the owner of the animal. Does machloikus rishonim how to learn pshat in this gemara? Tosfos explains that the way to, which is really what we learn in the gemara, is the havamin in the gemara, that the machloikus between the rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi is to be understood as follows. According to the rabbanon, the soicher becomes the owner of this animal as soon as it dies. Because although, as we learn, and we learn in the Gemara here, the soicher is going to have to swear that there was an oinus, the entire purpose of that shvua is only that the owner should know that he wasn't mistreated, and that indeed there was an oinus. But the owner of the animal is the soicher. According to Rabbi Yossi, however, he only becomes the owner after he swears. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, says Tosfos, the owner of the animal could tell the renter, the soicher, "I'm not interested in your shvua, and therefore I want to have it entire directly with the shoyl. And when the shoyl, who's chay freundsen, will pay me directly." And as I saw, Rav Shimon Shkop, Zatzal, explains this as follows. Because we need to understand, says Rav Shimon, what is the obligation of a shomer when damage happened to the object that's being washed? Is it to be understood because they caused this object to be damaged and therefore they're chayif? Or do we understand it somewhat differently? They took this object, they undertook the obligation to watch the object. And if something happened that caused the object to get damaged, they didn't do their job. And now, when they ask somebody else to be a shomer in their place, there's two ways of understanding of what is now happening. On one hand, there's an obligation to the owner. The owner's object got damaged, and he needs to be repaid. On the other hand, there's an obligation to the person who asked them to be the shomer. So, the way we look at it, says Rav Shimon, in understanding Tosfos, this shoyl has really two dinei Torah going on simultaneously. He has a din Torah with the owner of the object, because it's his object that got damaged, and that's part of the Shomer's responsibility to make sure that the object doesn't get damaged. And he has a din Torah with the person who asked him to be, who he borrowed it from, because there's a relationship that was created between these two people, that I borrowed something from you with the obligation that I'm going to return it to you. Now, so we have these two competing obligations, or as I said a moment ago, these two different DNA Torah happening at the same time. So now the question is, we can only look at one at a time. So the Chacham hold that once the Soicher swears that he didn't do anything wrong, so that didn't, because that's the first obligation that came, and that obligation is taken care of by the Soicher swearing that he didn't do anything wrong. So now there's one. The next entire is between the Shoyl and the Soicher. That's the Rabbanan's opinion. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds that since the first owner, the real owner, could tell the Soicher, yes, you and I have a are supposed to have a din Torah. But I don't want to have it. I'm Michael that din Torah. So once he's Michael that din Torah, there's another din Torah left. And that din Torah remains, transfers from being between the Shoyl and the Soicher to the Shoyl and the owner. Because, says Rav Shimon, by the owner telling the Soicher, I'm Michael the din Torah, What actually he's doing is that he is, in a sense, saying that by me being Moichel, the din Torah, with you, I'm going to now take over the din Torah that exists between you and the Shoyl. However, most Rishonim don't learn like Tosfos. Most Rishonim explain that the Machlokes here is the Shoyl, that according to Rabbanim, the Shoyl has no relationship with the owner of the animal. His entire relationship is with the Soicher. He's the one who he borrowed the animal from. He's the one that he's supposed to return the animal to. However, Rabbi Yossi is on the holds that the obligation of the Shoyl is not to the Soicher. The obligation is to the owner of the animal. I, the Shoyl, never spoke to the owner of the animal. So we have to, I think, learn, this is what the Stipler says in explaining the Gemara, that it happens all automatically. Since this cow belongs to the owner of the cow, wherever the cow goes, he's representing, if you could say it this way, his owner. So if the cow is now by the Shoyl, it's as if automatically the Shoyl has a relationship with the owner of the cow, not with anyone else. And the Stipler brings a raya to this approach in the Gemara. This Gemara we learn later on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses the situation of an apotropis of Yisoimim that bought a cow on behalf of the Yisoimim, and the cow ended up not having any teeth. And he gave it to a roya to watch this cow. The Yisoimim, and then the cow died because it couldn't eat. The Yisoimim said that this is a mekhtos. But the animal that died by the roya, because it couldn't eat, and the Gemara says that the roya has to pay the owners. When the Yisoimim gave it to the roya, the owners did not know in that Gemara that the animal didn't have any teeth. So the roya, when he took the animal, was working with the apotropos. He's working with the assignment, not with the original owner. So why do we now have a dentira between the roya and the original owners? Says the stipler, from here we see that you don't have to have a direct relationship, that the halacha should impose the relationship. And therefore, in this case, the same here is what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that even though the shoyl never spoke to the owner of the cow, it doesn't make a difference. The Chazon Ish brings a raya, that this is the correct way of learning the sugya. Because we have Gemara later, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, goes back to the machlokes that we just learned of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara wants to say Cholok Hayy Rabbi Yossi Af Rishayim. The Rabbi Yossi not only argues on the Rabbanan in this Mishnah here on Daf Lamed and Heyom Beis, but he argues on the first Mishnah as well of the Perek. When the Mishnah discussed the first Perek, Mishnah of HaPerek HaMafkid, where something happened to the animal when it was by the Shomer, and the Shomer, instead of swearing, said he'll pay, and does he get, and then if the ganef is found, the Shomer gets the kefil. So the Gemara wants to say, the Rabbi Yossi will say the same argument. Cholokai Rabbi Yossi asked there, and Rabbi Yossi say, Kesef halom mistaker, how could it be that the Shomer should profit from someone else's animal? So there we clearly see that what's the issue. The issue at hand in that Mishnah, there's no question, is a question of, is it considered as if the shoyl, who is the relationship between? And it's clear that the Gemara is saying that when the shomer made the shvuah, he took over the relationship between whoever has the cow. So we see it's all a question, says the Chazon Ish, that who is the one that have the relationship with the owner? Rabbi Yossi says, whoever, it doesn't make a difference if he initiated the relationship or if he ever spoke to that person. The relationship is between the shoyl and the owner. Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The Chum say, no, you can't impose relationships amongst people that never saw each other. It's interesting to point out that I saw from the Shas of Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Mem Ches that he discusses why does our Mishnah specifically talk about a soicher that gave it to a shomer, to a shoyl. Why doesn't it speak about a shomer chinim that gave it to a shomer socher or any of these other cases? So he wants to say that it's only in this case where the shoyl is a such a different category than the soicher. Why? Because a shoyl gets the right to use the animal. So that's where Rabbi Yossi introduces the concept of Ketzer Halo'os Eschayra with Rosh HaShochavera. In other words, I rented the animal. Now I turned over the animal to a shoyl. By turning the animal over to the shoyl, I actually changed the entire characteristic of the relationship. Because the shoyl has a right to use it without paying, just a borrower. That's why maybe over there Rabbi Yossi will say, Ketzer Halo'os Eschayra B'Farosh HaShochavera. In other circumstances, Rabbi Yossi may not necessarily hold that we'll say Ketzer Shomer Chinim to Shomer Socher, or vice versa. Where we're still talking all about Shomer, it's not necessarily the fact that we will say Ketzer Oseh Chalos Schreiber Prosser Shulchaveri. La Loch La Maisa, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Hey, Hasoicha Par Mechaveri, if somebody rented an animal, Vishila L'Acher, and he lends it to someone else, or Mesa Kadarka, and the animal dies, or Nensa, Kivin Shashen Nechayev, Tachs L'Baal Merishoinim. The Shoyal should pay the owners. Shehen Allah Oysus Chara B'Parasa Shalzeh. You can't do business with somebody else's para. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mamal Seicher, if the owner of the animal told the Seicher, Im Tirtza Teshalem, he gives him permission, as we've been learning, to lend the animal out. And if something is to happen then, V'yidincha Im Ashoyal, then the Dintara, we don't want to get involved, you'll have to have a Dintara with the Shoyal, V'yidine Imcha, and then I'll have a Dintara with you, then the halacha is, as Yishalim Hashoyal L'Seicher. By clearly indicating that they don't want to have anything to do with the Shoyal, they can now turn the tables and say, you know what, we changed our mind. Because in the case of our Mishnah, it's to the benefit of the owner of the animal to have the Dintara with the Shoyal, not with the Seicher. Because as we said at the beginning of our Shir, the Seicher is not Chai Ba'inzim, and the Shoyal is Chai Ba'inzim. But you can't do that. Why can't you do that? The reason you can't do that is because once you took it upon yourself that you don't want, that you gave away that right, you can't change your mind and say, well, I don't want to give away, I didn't want to give away the right. However, says the Tzois in Sif Katan Beis, it's only going to be effective if it was done in a kinyan, but it's more than that. The kinyan, says the Tzois, has to be worded in a way that it shouldn't be a kinyan on a Dovah Shel Ba'al Olam. Because let's think about it. Let's think about it for a moment. If he's just going to say that if you lend it and if there's something happens, the Dintara will be between you and the Shoyal, that's all Dovah Shel Ba'al Olam. And we know that Ein Ad Makir Dovah Shel Ba'al Olam. So therefore says the Tzais, the kinyan has to be articulated on the para. The para does exist in the world. And since the para does exist in the world, then such a kinyan could be effective, and that will create a situation that there will be the entire between the Shoyal and the Seicher, even according to Rabbi Yossi. And if there's any obligation, the Shoyal will pay the Seicher, not the original owner.